Very briefly this morning, I'll be talking about the guiding star. The guiding star. Matthew chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1 all the way to verse 12. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard this thing, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and his scribes of all the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, someone say the star, which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced. How? With exceeding great joy. I pray for someone that your joy and rejoicing from today will be exceeding. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and did what? And fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and what? And myrrh. Verse 12, which will be the last one. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. The guiding star. Brethren, our world is in need of hope right now. Our world is in need of healing right now. Our world is in need of true joy right now. You see, so many houses are decorated with Christmas lights. But what is void in those homes are true joy, the joy of the Lord. The joy that comes only from knowing Jesus. Our world is in a place right now that at the beginning of this year, nobody will have ever thought we would be here. And looking at the journey of 2020 and all that has happened, we need to understand that all hope is not lost. We need to understand that there is a God in heaven who knows the end from the very beginning. And so when we look at our text today, I want to bring out certain points, brethren. Talking about the wise men. How many? Three. And I said this yesterday, those wise men saw a star while they were watching over their flocks in the night. The world is in a dark place. And no wonder in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And verse 2 says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the water. And God said, no, darkness cannot continue to have its way. And God said, let there be what? And there was? A God who commanded light at the beginning is still the same yesterday. It's the same today, and forever it will be the same. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The God who spoke light into darkness, then I prophesy that every form of darkness in your life will receive light. Amen. I said it will receive light. Amen. In the name of Jesus. When you also look at the scripture in John chapter 1, verse 5, there is darkness that may be pervading. But the Bible says there is a light from God. When that light shines in darkness, what will happen to darkness? Darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness cannot overshadow light. Darkness cannot overtake light. Praise God. And who is the light of the world? Jesus. And he's the reason for this season. Tell your neighbor again, Jesus is the reason for this season. Praise God. Also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 2. Isaiah 60, verse 2. The scripture says here, you see, each and every one of us, there is a glory that is from the Lord. And when that glory comes upon you, the Bible now says, behold, darkness may cover the earth. And that's what is happening in our world. But since gross darkness may cover the people, thick darkness, not just ordinary darkness now, thick darkness, the people. Why? Because the devil has nothing to do with the earth, it's the people. But the Bible says, but your God will do what? Will arise upon you. His glory will bring his light upon you. I pray for someone again, the light of God will be released over your life. In the name of Jesus. And so Jesus is the hope of this world. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us, a child is born. A son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. Which government? It's the government of heaven. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Who? It does not matter what you see now. The Bible is saying of the increase of the government of our Lord Jesus Christ. When that government comes into your life, there shall be no end. Let's go back to our text, the shepherd. They saw the light. They saw the star. But the Bible says, when they saw it, they did not understand. Praise God. And so they went to who? To Herod. Where is the king? They assumed that the king on the throne will understand this star. Praise the Lord. Let me put it this way for us. We're in a season that our world is in a dark place and needs help. And so what's your role? What's my role? What can we do in a time like this? Praise God. As we await the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, just like the shepherd, what can you and I, what can we do? Amen. The first thing that I want to mention is that just like the shepherd, we must also be a shepherd. Now, when I'm talking about being a shepherd, it's not just only the pastor that can be a shepherd. Now, who is actually a shepherd? Someone who what? Watches over the flocks. Someone who watches over the people that God has entrusted to him or her. Amen. Is that correct? A shepherd is someone that takes care of his sheep. He watches over them. And I'm here to tell you that every one of us, we are shepherds, because there are lives that has been entrusted to you. Praise God. And so what can you and I, what can we do in a time like this? The Bible says they were watching over the flocks at night. They were not sleeping. They were not complaining. They were not playing around. Now, what happens in the night? Typically, what happens in the night? You're supposed to what? To be sleeping. But this shepherd knew that we have an assignment to watch over the flocks. Do you know that if they were sleeping, they would not have been able to see the star? Hallelujah. I'm challenging us today, church. We have a role to play as a shepherd in our world. Are you sleeping? Or are you playing around? Or are you busy complaining? They continued to watch and wait. It was while they were watching and waiting that the angel appeared and gave them the good news. It was while they were what? Watching and waiting. And so they saw the angel and they had the tidings of great joy. I pray for someone that your voice will begin to hear tidings of joy. I said your ears will begin to hear tidings of joy. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2. Let's start from verse 8. Luke chapter 2 from verse 8. Still talking about the shepherd. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding where? In the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. I know some of us have every reason to say it is pandemic. And yes, we know you cannot be in church, but are you still watching over the flocks that God has given unto you, or you are already sleeping, or you are just playing? Because it does not matter where you are, your duty to watch over the flocks of God, there is no excuse. And it was while they were watching that the angel came upon them. The glory of God shone round about them, and they were afraid. And in verse 10, the angel said unto them, don't be afraid, fear not. Behold, because you are watching and waiting, I bring you good tidings of great joy. But now look at this. Which shall be for how many people? To all people. Praise God. And what that means is that tidings is not for you to keep to yourself. And I know Pastor Macy said it earlier. When people are saying happy holidays, you tell them Merry Christmas. Jesus is the reason for this season. It's not about any holiday. It's about the Son of God who came into this world to bring hope, to bring joy. And I pray for someone that the reason for this season, Jesus, will bring joy and rejoicing into your life. In the name of Jesus. What's our role? Number one, I said we're shepherds. To watch over the flocks of God. There are lives that have been entrusted to you. Watch over them. There are people that God will bring within your sphere of influence. You are the only one that can show them the light. You are their guiding star. Point them to Jesus. Amen. Number two, what's our role? They follow that guiding star. Amen. They did what? They followed him. If you go back to Matthew chapter 2, And I said it earlier. You see, I don't want you to seek guidance in the wrong place. The scripture called these people three wise men. But yet, who did they went to go and ask? Hello? What's the wisdom in that? But the scripture referred to them as three wise men. What that means is that it is not everyone that appears as though they have a form of godliness that has the right counsel. Do you know what Herod told them? He said, go and search diligently. And when you find out, bring me word so that I can come and do what? But was that his true intention? This man was a murderer. When you follow the guiding star, you will not miss your journey in life. You will not miss your purpose in life. Praise God. Let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God be your guide. John 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide. The Bible says here, it is the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, it will guide you into what? Into all truth. And when Jesus was living, he gave us the promise of the Holy Spirit. You and I, we have the Holy Spirit. And we have the Word of God with us. Praise God. We have what? The Word of God with us. Don't seek counsel in the wrong place. Amen. If you go down to, go back to Luke chapter 2, verse 16. Verse 16. Brethren, it's important for us to understand that when you follow Jesus, you will not miss your journey in life. Now, here in Luke, the Bible says, after the angel appeared to them, they came out with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. But the scripture did not give us a clear direction. How did they find Jesus? Amen. So let's go back to Matthew from verse 9. Matthew chapter 2. And that's why it's always good to compare scriptures. Matthew was very specific here. Amen. When they departed from... Now, the light was guiding, the star was guiding them, right? But they assumed that King Herod must know. And they went to him first. But when they found out that, no, this is a wrong counsel, they continue. Verse 9 says, when they had had the king, they departed. And what happened? Lo, the stars which they saw in the east went before them. The star was still guiding them. And went and came till it came and stood over where the young child was. Beloved, I'm here to tell you, follow the guiding star. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You and I, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us to Jesus. Don't put your trust, your confidence in man, not even in King. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number three. When they got there, and when they found the child, there's something interesting, beloved, about Christians when it comes to knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. When it comes to knowing who we are in Christ Jesus, in verse 11 of that Matthew, let's start from verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. How? They rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, remember, it was the same star that they saw earlier. Yet, they went to the wrong place. But God still had mercy. And the star continued to guide them and led them to where Jesus was. And then in verse 11, The Bible now says in 11, when they were come into the house, they saw the young child, Mary, his mother, and did what? And fell down and worshiped him. Brethren, our responsibility is not just only to know Jesus, but to worship him. They fell down and worshiped him. Without an intimate fellowship with Jesus, without knowing the person of Jesus, it will be difficult for you to share him with others. And that's why I want to encourage us this season, more than all the Christmas glamour, all the Christmas decoration, all the Christmas festivity and activity, I want you to develop a fellowship with Jesus. Worship him, because the Father is seeking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. They worship him, open their treasures and present it to him. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's not the message for today. But I want you to know that every time you come before the presence of God to worship him, don't ever come empty-handed. And you must always give your best. Don't come empty-handed, but you must always give your best. Praise God. They worship him. And let's go back to Luke 2. Amen. Verse 17, this time around. When they worship Jesus, they gave him gifts. Now look at what they now did. The Bible said when they had seen it, they made known how? Abroad. They began to publish it. It is not just enough for you to know that Jesus is the reason for this season. What is your role? What is my role? We must share this news of hope, this news of peace, this news of joy, this news of healing to our world. The world is in need of healing right now. The world is in need of good news. Praise God. And it's our duty to share that news. Let me conclude. I'm going to ask us a question. Have you seen the sun? The wise men saw the star, the guiding star, and that star led them to the sun. John the Baptist, in the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 40, if you read down to verse 40, from 40 to 44, Luke chapter 1, prior to him coming into the world, this was when Elizabeth, you know, was pregnant and Mary visited her. What happened? The child, John, in the womb, saw his maker, his savior. And the scripture says the baby in her leapt for joy. Praise God. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, what does that mean? While Jesus was in the womb, John had an encounter. He said, yes, this is my Savior. He worshipped him in the womb. And a mother can tell that, yes, this baby is kicking. Because he saw that the one who is greater than me is here. Hallelujah. Do we understand the scripture now? I want you to know that Jesus is the beacon of hope for the world. He's the beacon of joy for this world. Let him be your guide in the journey of life. Let his spirit be your guiding star. And let his word be your daily compass, be your daily map. Hallelujah. For you to lead yourself and others into this glorious and wonderful coming of the Lord, because he's still going to appear in glory, you must see the star. You must follow that star. And you must share that good news. Don't keep it to yourself. Let's rise up. You're going to take a word of prayer. And then I'm going to invite the choir to lead us in a song. I want you to take a word of prayer for yourself. And I'm going to ask, who is your guiding star? The wise men saw the star while they were watching, but they did not stop there. They followed the star until that star led them to Jesus. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Don't let it end there. Be like those wise men. They visited Jesus. They worshiped him. They gave him gifts. And then they departed and began to do what? And to share the good news. I want you to pray for yourself and say, Father, come and help me. I don't want to be silent. I want to share the good news of Jesus with my world. Grant me the opportunity and the grace. Help me to be that guiding star for others. There are people around you that God wants you to be the star that will guide them, that will lead them. Talk to the Lord.